White House stablecoin yield. Showdown 500B bank exodus on the line. The White House is convening a high-stakes meeting today, February 2, 2026, between major crypto firms and traditional banks to resolve the most contentious issue blocking U.S. crypto legislation, whether stablecoins can pay yield to holders. The outcome could fundamentally reshape how crypto cards reward users and determine whether $500 billion flows out of traditional banking by 2028. What is being decided today? The Clarity Act, a landmark crypto market structure bill, has stalled over a last-minute provision that would ban crypto firms from offering interest or yield on dollar-peg stablecoins like USDC, USDT, and DAI. The battle lines are clear. Banks argue that stablecoin yield would pull $500 billion from bank deposits by 2028, that community and regional banks face existential deposit flight risk, and that a federal ban on stablecoin interest is needed to protect traditional banking. Crypto firms argue that yield-bearing stablecoins accelerate adoption and capital inflows, that the U.S. would fall behind global competitors, EU, Asia already allow it, and that banning yield is protectionist overreach that stifles innovation. According to Yahoo Finance, the meeting will be led by David Sachs, White House AI and crypto czar, and Patrick Witt, President's Digital Asset Council Director. Who is in the room on the crypto side? Coinbase, Circle, USDC issuer, Ripple, Kraken, and major crypto lobbying groups. On the banking side, top Wall Street banks, community and regional bank representatives, and financial regulators. This is the first time the White House has directly intervened to broker a compromise on crypto legislation. Why this matters for crypto card users? If stablecoin yield is allowed, the implications for card users are significant. Cards like Gnosis Pay and Tria could offer native yield on stablecoin balances, a feature currently limited to off-chain mechanisms. Exchange cards from Crypto.com, Binance, and Coinbase could integrate yield-bearing stablecoins into cashback programs. DeFi card integration becomes more attractive, e.g., Aave's yield-bearing AUSDC as a spending source. Higher effective rewards become possible as stablecoin yield stacks with cashback, e.g., 4% yield plus 2% cashback, Shigir 6% total. If stablecoin yield is banned, status quo preserved. Cards continue relying on traditional cashback and point systems. Innovation exodus. U.S. crypto card issuers face competitive disadvantage versus European and Asian rivals. Regulatory uncertainty. Without clarity, card issuers will not risk integrating stablecoin yield. The $500 billion deposit fight banks' core fear. If stablecoins pay 4-5% yield, while traditional savings accounts pay 0.5-1%, deposit flight becomes inevitable. The math, U.S. bank deposits total approximately $18 trillion. Estimated stablecoin accessible deposits are $2-3 trillion. Projected migration by 2028 if yield is allowed, $500 billion. For community banks operating on thin margins, losing even 5-10% of deposits to stablecoins could trigger a liquidity crisis. What crypto cards are watching? Gnosis Pay, self-custody, already integrates DeFi protocols. If stablecoin yield becomes legal, Gnosis Chain's native yield mechanisms, staking, lending, could flow directly into card balances. Crypto.com card currently offers CRO staking rewards. If USDC yield is legalized, Crypto.com could pivot to stablecoin native rewards, simpler UX, no lockups. Coinbase card already offers 4% back on USDC spend in certain markets. Legal stablecoin yield would let them offer compound rewards, yield on cashback USDC. How the compromise might look, industry insiders expect a tiered approach. Consumer stablecoins, yield allowed up to 10K-50K, retail users. Institutional stablecoins, yield allowed for qualified buyers. Reserve requirements, stablecoin issuers must hold 1.1 USD reserves, no fractional banking. Bank partnership mandates, crypto firms must custody reserves at FDIC-insured banks. This would protect community banks. Retail deposits stay local, while allowing institutional crypto adoption to proceed. What happens if they deadlock? If today's meeting fails to produce consensus, Clarity Act remains stalled, potentially indefinitely. Regulatory limbo continues for crypto card issuers. State-by-state fragmentation accelerates as jurisdictions pass conflicting laws. Innovation moves offshore to the EU, Singapore, and the UAE. The White House reportedly views this as a make-or-break moment for U.S. crypto policy coherence.